Now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Testing, testing, check, check, check.
Hello there, this is funny lady Judith Lucy.
Hi, this is Joel Creasy.
Hey, this is Fiona O'Loughlin.
Hi guys, McLaughlin here, that would be of the Craig variety.
Hi, this is Shayna Blaze.
Hello, this is Tom Ballard.
Hi, this is Melissa Capp.
G'day, this is ScoMo, Scott Morrison.
Hi, this is Reece Nicholson.
Hi, it's Gina Liano from The Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Hi, this is Reece Mastin.
This is Kathy Griffin.
Hey, this is Todd Collin.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to
The Troy Murphy Show.
Troy Murphy laughing at me in the other studio. Oh, he's dancing to my radio vet. Hello, Troy.
He's ready for his close-up. It's the Troy Murphy Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, them, they, and all, welcome to the Troy Murphy Show. I am, of course, your host, Troy Murphy, and this, as the name suggests, is the Troy Murphy Show. It's Thursday. The weekend is in sight. But before we get there, it's 2SSR's second most listened to show on demand. Yeah, we were at number one, but we were just pipped from the post by Friday Night Live this week. Damn you, Kale. Damn you to hell.
Damn him to hell.
No, Kale's a great guy, and he puts on a great program. There's a good reason why he's kicking butt in the stats, but let's focus on the here and now as it's that glorious time of the week again. Thursday night from 6 p.m. when the Troy Murphy Show graces the 2SSR bandwidth and airwaves for an exciting adventure of talk till 7 p.m. as we look at the weird, wacky and wonderful news from home and abroad that happened this week, as well as some of the more serious news stories that we all need to know. Big thank you to BJ and Grozy for taking on the first hour of Drive. Thank you, boys. Brilliant as always. You know, went out for dinner last week. Not groundbreaking, you know, but we cost a living. It could be soon groundbreaking to be able to afford to go out for dinner. But I did. You know, I'm one of those people who loves a good steak when I go out. And I'm one of those strange people who likes their steak still mooing. Yeah, love a blue steak. Now, this dinner outing was with my parents. You know, I'm one of those good sons. I catch up with them once a week to go out for dinner. And when we catch up, we always go to the same place. But lately, the place we go to that will remain unnamed hasn't been getting my steak right. I order a blue and it comes out medium rare. Oh! What a crime. What a crime. Unedible, in my opinion. Oh. So this time, when we ordered to get the point across, my dad, who is the best, gotta love my dad, he came up with a new analogy on how to explain to the staff how to cook my steak. He told the server to tell the cook, when cooking my blue steak, just show the piece of meat the grill. Don't put it on the grill. Just show it. That's how blue I want it. I think they got it because it came out perfect. Still mooing. Still mooing. Speaking of mooing, moving on as we go to our celebration of the day. As always here on the Troy Murphy Show, every day is a celebration as today, the 16th day of the month of February in the year 2023, we celebrate National Tim Tam Day. Yes, every country has that one special treat that is absolutely iconic to it. America has the apple pie. Most people think of scones or scones when they think of England. But when you turn your eyes to the beautiful land down under, it's the Tim Tam and the Tim Tam Slam. And to celebrate National Tim Tam Day, joining us on the show right now from Arnott's, a great Australian company itself, who make the beautiful Tim Tam, is marketing manager Rebecca Chan. Rebecca, thank you for joining us here on the show today.
Hi, Troy. Thanks for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Now, let's. What can you tell us about the Tim Tam as we celebrate it today on this glorious day?
Well, first, happy Tim Tam Day. The Tim Tam is such an iconic Australian treat. It is Australia's favourite chocolate biscuit. Today is the day that it's been founded, its birthday, close to 60 years. So founded in 1964 and just loved by Australians everywhere.
Tim Tams are 60 years old?
Nearly 60 years.
Oh, my.
Yep.
I didn't realise it'd been around for that long. You said it's Australia's favourite. Is that, have studies been done or research been done?
We have a lot of consumers actually telling us that Tim Tam is their favourite chocolate biscuit. So, yeah, there's a lot of research and people always say that Tim Tam is number one in terms of their favourite brand of choice for chocolate biscuits.
And what about globally? How well does Tim Tams do globally?
Tim Tam is in a few markets globally, in the US, in New Zealand, a few within Asia. A lot of people see it very iconically as Australia's favourite chocolate biscuit, and they also pack it in their suitcases when they come to visit Australia or bring them overseas to their family and friends as a bit of a souvenir.
And does Tim Tam officially endorse the Tim Tam Slam?
Yes, we do. It was actually created by Tim Tam in the 80s, and it's such an amazing way to eat Tim Tam. So if you haven't tried, definitely give it a try.
Oh, you got to love a Tim Tam slam. Now, part of the show each week, we do a top five. So I thought for National Tim Tam Day, we do the top five Tim Tams as according to Tim Tam's marketing manager, Rebecca Chan, starting at number five.
Five.
Number five. Well, this is a really, really tough question. I think number five would be our deluxe dark choc mint in our new deluxe range. It's very decadent in terms of like having extra chocolate and extra gooiness in it.
Four.
Number four would be chewy caramel for me. I love myself a gooey center, and just having that caramel flavor and that gooiness in there just makes it super rich and indulgent.
Three.
Number three. Oh, it's getting to the pointy end, Troy. Number three, I would say, would be also from the deluxe range, our dark choc raspberry tart.
Ooh.
Now, if you love yourself,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
If you love yourself fruity flavor, like just the right amount of like sweet balance with tartness, oh, so good. You have to try it yourself.
Two.
Number two, I would say OG. Original for me is a classic. Love it. It's clearly a classic for everyone because it's our top performing SKU flavor, and everyone really loves it.
One.
Number one, I would say, would be Tim Tam Double Coat. Everyone loves a Double Coat Tim Tam. It's just the perfect balance of everything.
Oh, and it's that extra yum, having that extra double coat. Oh, it is too good. Now, for National Tim Tam Day, you have a bit of a offer available. Is that right?
Yes, we do. So to help us celebrate such a beloved day, we're actually giving away a pack of Tim Tam Deluxe. So you heard me talk about my top five. You heard me talk about our most indulgent Tim Tam range ever. But anyone who shares the name of our most iconic Aussie treat, so whether your name is Tim, Timmy, Tam, Tamella, anyone with Tim or Tam in their name should head to timtamday.com because we're giving you the lucky chance to win a pack of our Tim Tam Deluxe.
So you said Tam, Tim or Tam in any part of their name, did you say?
Yes, so Timmy.
My name is Troy, my last name is Murphy, and my middle name is Alexander. So if you take T-A-M, that's Tam. Do I qualify?
Oh, unfortunately not.
No, I don't. Oh, I wanted me a free pack of Tim Tams. So close, but no cigar or no Tim Tams.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people would be loving to change their name to Tim or Tam today.
There we go. So if you are named Tim or Tam, head to the Tim Tam website for your chance to win some Tim Tams. Rebecca, absolute pleasure having you on the show, and thank you for joining us for National Tim Tam Day, and happy Tim Tam Day to you.
Likewise, happy Tim Tam Day, Troy.
On the show this week, oh, so much to talk about, so much to rant about, so much to laugh at. We'll be looking at a new list of proposed words that are to be banned in the name of not causing offence in the scientific community. We'll royal watch this week, as well as look at the recently released list of the highest paid celebrities of 2022. Surprisingly, there are top earners who make the top two positions this year. And I'll be honest, one of them I had to Google because I thought it was them, but I wasn't quite sure because they haven't been around for so long. Anyway, you'll have to stay tuned to hear who the top position is, as well as our weekly regulars, local Shire News, have your say, and we'll look at the strange news stories that you may have missed this week, plus so much more jam-packed into this hour of radio here in the Shire. And with that, let's dive headfirst into this week's show without any safety gear on, because that's how we do things here at TTMS, responsibly. Don't try this at home.
It seems today that all you hear is music on the radio and murder on podcasts. But where are those good old-fashioned talk shows on which we used to rely? Lucky there's a Troy Murphy show. Lucky there's a man who positively can do all the things that make us tune in live.
Never miss a show? Listen on demand. Click the Troy Murphy Show on the 2SSR.com.au homepage program guide.
Ponder this. Good-hearted people are also usually naive. They don't expect to be scammed because they wouldn't scam others. Now for a quick look at local weather. Tomorrow, Friday, a sunny day is expected with light winds and a top of 28 degrees. The weekend, Saturday, a sunny day to start and a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon with top temps of 32 degrees. Sunday, a partly cloudy day with top temps of 27. And Monday of next week, partly cloudy with light winds, tops of 30 degrees.
The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
File this next segment under the weird, wacky, and sometimes wonderful news stories you may have missed this week. In breaking news, fast food chain McDonald's has found itself in a spot of bother and has agreed to remove what some have called a tasteless McCrispy burger sign that was displayed opposite a crematorium in Cornwall. Yeah, it's to be replaced by a new sign that says, burnt to a McCrisp. All right, who's messing with my auto cue? Good grief. Okay, here we go. We've had the team replace my auto cue here. It's to be replaced by a new sign that says locally sourced meat. Funny script, people. Funny. You know, could we write something properly here? Although locally sourced meat, that is tasteless indeed. Good grief, that was unintentional. Moving on, in breaking news, true news, folks. Reports are coming in from China that they have trained their very first ever squirrels to search for drugs. Yes, the crime against drugs now involves squirrels. They say that unlike drug dogs, squirrels are small and agile, which makes them good at searching high places for drugs. I wonder if they intended the pun there. When contacted for comment on the matter, the International Squirrel Association of Bushy Tails claimed that the idea is, and I quote, simply nuts. Of course, the squirrels would say that, further saying that dogs do the detective work and squirrels go on adventures with mooses. In other news, US regulators have fined, oh, this is a serious one, have fined, I shouldn't laugh, fined Mars Wrigley, the maker of Snickers and Skittles, after two workers fell into a tank of chocolate at its Pennsylvania factory last June. Neither worker sustained injuries at the time they tumbled into the tank that was partially filled with chocolate as they carried out maintenance work. They did, however, taste delicious afterwards, but were sadly cancelled for pretending to be M&Ms, which we all know is chocolatable appropriation. Terrible decision to do that. In other breaking news, bit serious this one. In the US, a 16-year-old employee at a Massachusetts Wendy's restaurant was shot in the shoulder at a drive-thru after a customer received the, you won't believe this, wrong size drink. This is all according to a friend, so I guess we should really use the word alleged in there somewhere. more than half a dozen police vehicles blocked off the restaurant in response to the shooting. Now, according to the police, the male employee who was not identified was shot at the drive-thru window, and the police said that there was some sort of dispute at the window which led to the shooting. The 16-year-old was transported to hospital and is expected to be okay. A 17-year-old co-worker was grazed but did not require medical treatment. I don't know what the take-home message is for this one. don't take guns to drive-thrus. Don't be upset if you get the wrong drink, or is it don't serve the wrong drink? I don't know. You decide what the take-home message is for that one. Oh, and with Valentine's Day, in other breaking news, Valentine's Day just gone, the Baltimore Critter Society had a great Valentine's Day promotion that I simply love, where you could pay to name a cockroach, a worm, a mouse, or a rat after anyone you wanted, in particular maybe an ex or someone who broke your heart. And then watch the former lover's namesake be fed to rescue animals. Yep, for $1 you could name a roach or a superworm to be fed to one of the Baltimore Critter Society's resident bearded dragons. $5 will get you the naming rights for a frozen or thawed out mouse or rat to be fed to one of the other rescue animals, mostly snakes. The feedings were then to be posted live on Facebook or sent to the donors directly. Oh, dear. And less than a week after the US downed what officials say was a Chinese surveillance balloon, the US military shot down three more flying objects of unknown origin. US officials can't say what exactly they shot down from the sky or whether they're from China. But what they can say is that they were not aliens.
There is no indication of aliens or terrestrial activity with these recent takedowns. Wanted to make sure that the American people knew that, all of you knew that, and it was important for us to say that.
Good to know. Good to know. But then again, these are the same government that say that the president is fit to run and has full cognitive function.
Does the president have the stamina, physically and mentally, do you think, to continue on even after 2024?
Don, you're asking me this question. Oh my gosh, he's the president of the United States. You know, I can't even keep up with him. That is not a question that we should be even asking. Look, that article that we're talking about is hearsay. It's salacious. That's not what we care about.
Again, I don't know what the take-home message is for this one.
It's like a Sunday roast for a vegetarian. It's the Troy Murphy Show.
Stick around, because coming up next here on the show, we're going to look at the top highest paying entertainers for 2022 with a huge surprise at number one. That's next.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Have you experienced or seen racism against blackfellas? Report racism against First Nations people with Call It Out, an online register to expose racism. Stand up, be heard, call it out. Go to callitout.com.au.
2SSR can help you promote your business with an innovative and inexpensive marketing plan. Our in-house team will help you design a campaign, voice the audio, and give it the professional production values you need. To find out more, call us on 9545 1800 or email info@2SSR.com.au to organise a talk with our experienced marketing team.
If you consider yourself to be an expert on Australia's greatest footy code, now's your chance to join the Shire's greatest tipping comp. Head to 2SSR.com.au and click on the NRL tipping tab for instructions on how to join. It's the Sideline Eyes Footy Tipping Comp, Sunday nights from 7 p.m, only on 2SSR FM 99.7. You're simply the
best. 2SSR.
Never miss a beat. Follow The Troy Murphy Show Facebook page. Search The Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this. Maybe superheroes wear capes to hide the zipper on the back of their onesies. Ponder that. Now for a quick look at what's happening around the Sutherland Shire. It's Art Express time at the Hazelhurst Art Gallery on the Kingsway in Gymea. Join Art Express students for Art of Conversation in the gallery to hear these talented artists speak about their HSE bodies of work. This is a free event and is taking place on the 18th of February at 2 p.m. Bookings are essentials. To book, phone 855-36-5700. For this event and more, head to the 2SSR website, 2SSR.com.au, and click on the Shire News and Events for more information.
The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
Normally, I don't touch on entertainment news here on the show, but this article that I saw online caught my eye. It went through the top 10 highest paid entertainers list for 2022. And the top earners for 2022, well, there's quite a surprise. In fact, it's almost a bit of a time warp that I had to Google who the top people were. Not because I didn't know them, but just so I could check it was who I thought it was, and not someone who was new that I didn't know. Let's go through the list really quickly. Coming in at number 9 and at 10, Taylor Swift on $92 million and Puerto Rican rapper Bad Bunny at $88 million. They found themselves as some of the highest paid entertainers in the world after dominating the music scene in 2022. Good on old Swifty, and I have no idea who Bad Bunny is. Director James Cameron landed in 8th spot after another successful Avatar movie, Avatar The Way of Water, which is the sequel to the highest grossing film of all time. That netted Cameron a reported 25 million buckaroonies. That's a lot of money to direct a film. The Rolling Stones made $8.5 million a night during last year's European tour, netting the rock legends $98 million in 2022. Brad Pitt, James L. Brooks and Matt Groening, along with Trey Parker and Matt Stone, all came in at 6, 5 and 4 respectively, and all cashed in on acting deals that they'd done to earn them over $100 million for the year. Taking out the bronze position, the bronze prize, bronze place, Tyler Perry. He made $175 million after a multitude of blockbuster projects he created throughout the year. He's also the list's only billionaire. Now, in the top two spots, which some may be surprised by, were taken out by some of the most iconic rock music legends of all time, Sting and Genesis. And it was Genesis that I had to Google because, you know, I looked at the list before reading the article and it said Genesis at number one. I'm thinking it's got to be Phil Collins' Genesis, doesn't it? But how? He, you know, hasn't released music in a long time. And so I was Googling, you know, Genesis entertainer, pop star, celebrity. Couldn't find anything, thinking that it was, you know, someone new. But no, nope, it was Genesis and front man Phil Collins earning the crown position as 2022's highest paid entertainer, because they managed to sell their both respectively their discographies, whatever it's called, for well over $200 million. And Sting just fell behind the top spot as earning, what did he earn? He earned something crazy like $210 million for selling his discography. Ah, someone will let me know of the mispronunciation of that word. However, fun fact about all this, this year's biggest earners managed to scrape in a total of $1.3 billion, which is only half as much as last year, the year before, 2021's top 10. So let's go through the top 10 list. Bad Bunny, $88 million. Taylor Swift, 92. James Cameron, 95 million. The Rolling Stones, 98 million. Brad Pitt, 100 million. Matt Groening and James L. Brooks, 105 million. Trey Parker and Matt Stone, 160 million. Tyler Perry, 175 million. Sting, 210 million. And Genesis, $230 million. I am in the wrong industry. Indeed.
Thank goodness radio doesn't have a smell. It's the Troy Murphy Show.
Stick around. Coming up next, we'll check out local news. And later, we're going to take a look at a list of proposed words that are to be banned by the scientific community, all in the name of inclusion and not trying to offend people. That's coming up shortly here on the Troy Murphy Show.
2SSR would like to congratulate our very own Rhonda Francis, who presents My Kind of Country, for being inducted into the Australian Country Music Broadcasters Hall of Fame at the Tamworth Country Music Festival People's Choice Awards.
Of course, I'm excited, over the moon, completely and utterly surprised, because I was sitting in the front row of the Tamworth Town Hall because I actually had to do a presentation to one of the previous award holders who won the duo, and then I'm sitting there at the end of it and Bob Kirshner goes, now, he said, for the most important award of the afternoon, the Australian Country Music Broadcasters Award, and I'm sitting there thinking, I wonder who that could be. And next minute, he sang out my name.
Hear why Rhonda has taken out this most prestigious honour by tuning into My Kind of Country every Thursday morning from 9 a.m. only on 2SSR FM 99.7. It's time now for Sutherland Shire Local News.
Today in Sutherland Shire Local News, there was excitement and confusion at Tarran Point early on Tuesday morning after three horses were spotted galloping through traffic. The trio, who escaped their home in Brighton-le-Sands, were pursued by police along Rocky Point Road, San Susie, and then over Captain Cook Bridge to Tarrant Point at around 5:15 a.m. Officers from the St George Police Area Command, along with Traffic and Highway Patrol Command, used their vehicles to safely direct the horses off the bridge. Police eventually cornered and captured the horses, using apples and bread as a lure with ropes to tether the horses until the owner could be alerted. All three horses were retrieved and safely back in their paddocks not much long after. Also in local news, police are appealing for public assistance to locate a missing man from Banksia. Isaiah Crane, who's 18 years old, was last seen around 9 a.m. yesterday, Wednesday the 15th of February, at home on Cameron Street in Banksia. When he was unable to be located or contacted, officers attached to the St George Police Area Command commenced inquiries to locate him. Family and police hold concerns for his welfare. Isaiah is described as being of Caucasian appearance, about 180 centimetres tall on a thin build, with light brown hair. He was last seen wearing a blue Hoodrich hooded jumper with grey tracksuit pants and blue sneakers. Anyone with information about Isaiah's whereabouts is urged to contact Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. Fire and Rescue New South Wales has removed a 2-metre-long diamond snake from a Bundina home. Fire rescuers were called to a property in Thompson Street just before 10 a.m. on Wednesday after the homeowners spotted the snake on their balcony. Using snake tongs and a catching bag, specially trained firefighters captured the reptile, relocating it to the nearby Royal National Park. And finally, in local news, 2SSR's sports program Sideline Eyes has launched this year's Footy Timpy competition. You can win some great monthly prizes from Notara's Fish Markets and the Sutherland Shire Basketball Association. If you consider yourself an expert or just want to join a fun community tipping competition, head to the 2SSR.com.au website and click on the NRL tipping tab in the menu bar. And that's what's happening in Sutherland Shire local news.
It's not too much of a disaster. Will he get through an entire show without offending someone? We hope so. When you're with the Troy Murphy Show, have a yabba-dabba-doo time. A dabba-doo time. You'll have a gay old time.
For everything off air, follow the Troy Murphy Show on Instagram. Search the Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this. We are 4 years away from the 100-year anniversary of the invention of the electronic television. How far we've come in 100 years. Quick check of the weather. Tomorrow, Friday, a sunny day is expected with light winds and a top of 28 degrees. The weekend, Saturday, a sunny day to start and a chance of showers and a thunderstorm in the afternoon with top temps of 32 degrees. Sunday, a partly cloudy day with top temps of 27, and Monday of next week, partly cloudy with light winds, tops of 30 degrees.
The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
File this next segment under Royal Scandal. Meghan Markle caught out lying again. Put on your salacious hats and your matching royal watching glasses as we deep dive into the sticky and icky world of Royal Scandal that has in most recent years been focused around the Megxit of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. If you've been following the bouncy ball of chaos, then this most recent revelation will most certainly have you grasping at your pearls and saying, what? Let me read the article. A resurfaced blog post from Meghan Markle's now defunct website, The Tig, reveals her true feelings about royal princesses before she met Prince Harry, and they're not altogether flattering. An entry from 2014, remember that date, which was written by Meghan during her time on Suits, you know, the TV show she was on, never watched it, probably won't ever watch it because she's on it, revealed that she dreamt of being a royal rebel rather than a Cinderella as a child when it comes to being a princess, as she reflected on the pomp and circumstance and endless conversation about the wedding of Princess Kate. That's a bit revealing. Didn't like her from the beginning. Explains a lot. This despite her repeated claims that she had very little awareness of the royal family before meeting Prince Harry, who wrote in his memoir Spare that Meghan knew almost nothing about his relatives and had never so much as Googled them. However, Meghan's 2014 blog post all about Prince William and Kate Middleton's 2011 wedding suggests that she not only knew exactly who the royals were, but that she also formed several very strong opinions about the monarchy and its many traditions years before meeting her future husband. This just backs up what many, including myself, have speculated, especially at the time that their Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's courtship became public. She wanted to be a princess, and she did whatever it took to become one. Meghan's resurfaced 2014 blog post about the royals call into question yet again her many claims about having next to no knowledge about the monarchy or the senior members of the royal family before she met Prince Harry in 2016. Blog 2014, met him in 2016. Long game plan from when Harry's brother, Prince William, and his wife, Kate Middleton, Catherine nowadays, got married in 2011. Long game plan. She wanted to be a princess. There's no denying it now. Of course, I'm alleging, but there's no denying it now. The former Suits star had repeatedly insisted that she never knew anything, or she knew very little about the royal family, saying during the bombshell primetime interview with Oprah in 2021 that she didn't grow up knowing much about the royal family, despite one of her childhood best friends claiming that she was fascinated by them during her youth. And see, that's very clever language as well, because she said in the documentary, didn't grow up knowing much about the royal family. So that indicates as a child, doesn't indicate anything about adulthood. The plot doeth thicketh, doesn't it? This couple have time and time been caught out telling many myths, mistruths, lies. Such a hard word, lies, a harsh word, lies, but they're lies, yeah, mistruths, whatever you want to call it. You've got to question this whole thing, you know. How long can they keep doing this before they are no longer believed or trusted? And I know for many of us that they can no longer be trusted. Anything that comes out of their mouth would has to be taken with a grain of salt. Absolutely crazy stuff here. But you know me, I love Royal Watch. And anyone out there who's going to try and use this to break Australia away from the monarchy, stop it. Stop it now. We love the monarchy. We just don't like Megxit. And they're out of the picture now and are becoming more and more and more non-existent the more they speak or do anything publicly.
Just like when Netflix asks if you're still watching, are you still listening to The Troy Murphy Show?
Up next here on The Troy Murphy Show, stick around because we're going to be taking a look at a list of problematic words that are being recommended to be removed from the scientific community because they cause offense to some. You won't believe what words make this list. We take a look at that next.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Hi, Kirk Pengilly from In Excess here. And whether it's music, sweet things, puppies, movies, we all love our treats. But our eyes need treating too. 300,000 Australians, including me, are affected by glaucoma. Diagnosed early, glaucoma can be managed. Left undiagnosed, it can cause blindness. So treat yourself by treating your eyes to a simple test. Book your test at treatyoureyes.org.au today.
Did you miss your favourite show? Did you want to listen back again? 2SSR is now on demand, so you can listen back whenever you want. Simply click on the show you want to listen back to on the live program guide by going to the 2SSR.com.au homepage. There you will find the show's on-demand player with the latest from your favourite show, music included. Take 2SSR wherever you go. It's as easy as click, play, enjoy.
Hi, it's Kale. Hope you can join me for Friday Night Live every Friday from 7 to 9pm for a mix of pop and indie music, interviews with interesting people, and all the music and entertainment news from the Shire, Sydney and beyond. Friday Night Live, 7pm on 2SSR 99.7 FM. I'll see you there.
2SSR FM 99.7.
Follow The Troy Murphy Show on Twitter. Search Troy Murphy.
Ponder this. You know you're an adult when you're excited about furniture with storage. Now for a quick look at what's happening around the Sutherland Shire. Miranda Library are hosting a talk on how to create a sensory garden and enhance your mental health. It's all taking place on the 22nd of February from 10:30 a.m. to 12 midday, where you will learn how to create your own sensory garden at home, which will help you to practice mindfulness by stimulating all five senses. To book, phone Miranda Library on 9524 8217. And for more What's On in the Shire, head to the 2SSR website, 2SSR.com.au, and click on Shire News and Events in the menu bar.
The Troy Murphy Show. Driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
File this next segment under Is It Me? Am I the problem? Surely I can't be the only one that thinks that the world is going bananas. Let me get this out of the start. Yes, I'm all for inclusivity. Yes, I'm all for equality. But the lengths that some are going to, and I usually use this term, achieve this, and the reasoning behind their push to do so really does need to be questioned. This week, we've seen scientists call out for the terms male and female to be replaced as part of a crackdown of harmful terminology in science. What? Male and female is harmful terminology? One does protest too much, one thinks. Instead, the suggestion is for male and female to be replaced with sperm producing and egg producing, or XYXX individual, to be used to avoid reinforcing societally imposed ideas of sex binary. It's just getting too hard. But thanks for the content for the show that we can giggle at. According to the article that has been, well, this article has been published on many news websites across the internet, all with, you know, comment sections going, why? According to the article, even the terms mother and father and fitness are in the firing line. Well, mother and father have been in the firing line for some time, but fitness too? Why? Well, let's let the article explain that. It reads, some members of the Ecology and Evolutionary Biology, the EEB Language Project, founded by scientists in the US and Canada, wrote that, and I quote, much of Western science is rooted in colonialism, white supremacy, and patriarchy. Oh, for F sake. Which continue to permeate our scientific culture. Yep. Colonialism, white supremacy, and patriarchy is being blamed and is the cause of continued permeation of the scientific culture. Science is now being run by feeling over fact. Further stating that to address this history, harmful scientific terms should be identified and revised to foster inclusion. The article continues, it comes amid a broader push for language to be changed to be less offensive, with doctors last summer claiming the term morbidly obese to be ditched. Look, I understand morbidly obese is not a glamorous term, but unlike the morbidly obese lifestyle, one should not have to sugarcoat everything to explain that it's problematic. See what I did there? Clever. I get paid the big bucks on community radio. The idea behind all this is to champion inclusive language in science and to readdress the ongoing marginalization of many groups. And as part of this, they have listed the top 24 harmful terms used in science that may be harmful or offensive. And they've also included suggestions for replacement terms. Now, on top of male and female, the words mother and father are being criticized for perpetuating a non-universal view of the parenting and birthing process. Damn, this is just tough to read. Instead of mother and father, they're suggesting parent. Okay, I can be on board with that. Or egg donor and sperm donor instead. This is ridiculous. Way to take away and minimize the lived experience and the joyful experience of being a mum and a dad, a mother or a father. How degrading would it be if your children started introducing you to their friends as, this is my egg donor and this is my sperm donor, when addressing you as your as their parents. This is problematic because, especially from a very, very young child, if they were to introduce their dad as the sperm donor, think about it. This is my sperm donor. What? No. It's your dad. It's your father. Sperm donor would... Donating sperm to a child has got problematic connotations, if you get the drift I'm going down. Other problematic language and harmful terms listed include survival of the fittest. It's problematic because it promotes ableism and social Darwinism. Instead, they've opted for natural selection or survival differences. Oh, look, I'm neither here nor there on that one. I don't care. It all means the same thing, doesn't it? But this is their trying to get rid of the word fittest or fitness as a problematic language. I don't know. I am not one to be offended by knowing that someone else is fitter than me and would probably survive come the inevitable zombie apocalypse. I know I'm not game day ready for that. Also, feminized and masculinized is to be replaced by describing the specific traits. Complicated, yeah, but again, no problem with that. I still am on the strong belief that things should not be masculine or feminine. Well, no, I do think it should be masculine or feminine, but it's okay to be more feminine, a feminine male or a masculine female, or have traits that are more, you can be female with more masculine traits or male with feminine traits. I don't think that's... I've got no issue with the language. Buffalo got no issue with the replacement terms either. And that's just a list of few on this list of 24. I won't bore you with going through them all. But this is all being done in order to minimize harmful terminology in science so that language is less offensive under the guise of colonization, white supremacy, and the patriarchy. While some of the language change, look, I can see some benefit to and agree with, but most of it is pointless. And I think the bigger picture here is taking a look at society as a whole and society's issues with being offended. Most people, I believe, are being offended because it's the bandwagon thing to do for now, for the sake of being offended, because that's how you get attention online. Oh, I'm morally outraged. Oh, look at me. And these people are just pretending to be offended without actually knowing why they are offended. Or as I say often, offended for the sake of being offended without knowing why you are offended. That explains most of cancel culture and Twitter. With no consideration, especially in this suggested change of language, of what this change of language is taking away from others' lived experience. Now, I'm not a mum or a dad, but if I were, I would not want that term taken away from me. My lived experience, I've spoken about my nieces and my nephew numerous times here on the show. Becoming an uncle has been one of the greatest things in my life. I have so much love for these kids. I care for them so much. I can only imagine that the feeling I have as being an uncle is only a fraction of what it is to be a dad. When I spend time with the girls and my nephew as well, the love is there. We have so much fun when we hang out together. And often they will accidentally call me dad because of the bond and the connection of family and the elated feeling of happiness and closeness when we are together. You know, they get embarrassed that they got the word wrong and are sometimes shy when that happens. But for me, you know, I don't correct them. I don't discourage them from making that mistake because for me, the elated connection that they have between themselves and their dad, that love of daughter and dad, so their dad, my brother, and then for me, their uncle, for them to mistake me for their dad, oh, it melts my heart. It melts my heart. And I can only imagine what it would be like to be a real parent and have their child call you dad. Because if my heart melts when my nieces make a mistake, because my nephew's not a speaking age yet, when my nieces make a mistake and accidentally call me dad, that feeling that I get that they've, you know, in the height of the situation where they're having so much fun and there's joy and there's love, and that they've connected me with their dad with that emotive feeling. Oh, if that's a fraction of what it feels like to be a real dad, I wouldn't want that word taken away from me. I don't care how inclusive the replacement language is deemed to be, but to change the word dad to sperm donor and mum to egg donor, how grotesque. Reducing an emotive word of love to a role. Sperm donor. It's just disgusting. I wouldn't want kids saying that. I know this is talking about science and the scientific community and replacing words in the scientific community, but these things, you know, flow on. It's like we're seeing a whole wave of this diminishing the role of what it is to be a woman and a female, you know, birth giver, breastfeeder or chest feeder instead of breastfeeder, breastfeeding. We're seeing a change in language that is taking away emotive, connective words into just words that is a role. What is wrong with the world? I hope this, I know it's going to get support, but on this show, no support. No support whatsoever based on my lived experience and what I consider to be right for the greater good. Hashtag this as rent over.
Never miss a beat. Follow the Troy Murphy Show Facebook page. Search the Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this. A spider basically has a 3D printer on its butt. Ponder that.
The Troy Murphy Show. Driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
As the show comes to an end, our final segment is one of our most popular segments, a newly popular segment. It's time for the US Report. Proven to be very popular because it involves chatting to former US President Donald J. Trump, where the J is for genius. But before we get to him, news coming in out of the US this week, and I don't believe it to be true, but you know, it is the US, it is the home of the crazy and zany, where the Rolling Stone magazine, you know, that hard-hitting political news publication, is alleging, and let me quote the headline, Trump plans to bring back firing squads, group executions, if he retakes the White House. Publish anything, won't they? And you look, you watch. They're the ones who broke the story. You watch the rest of them jump on board this bandwagon. The Rolling Stones state that the former president, if re-elected, is still committed to expanding the use of the federal death penalty and bringing back banned methods of execution. He has even, one of the sources recounts, mused about televising footage of executions, including showing condemned prisoners in the final moments of their lives. Oh, this is problematic. And of course, the sources, well, they remain unnamed. I love the media. Journalists can make up whatever salacious claim they like and claim that it came from a source. So let's go to the source. Donald J. Trump, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, Troy. You've got the Bigley Show. That's why I love carrying on it.
Now, Donald Trump, former president of the United States, let's address these claims and these sources. Do you know who's leaking this information to the Rolling Stone magazine out of, well, why them and out of all publications?
I don't know why, but the source is leaky. Indeed, I don't know which source is leaking, but last I checked, the ketchup source bottle was leaking. I got it all over my white shirt. You know, I only wear light white shirts because they're the supreme superior shirts. And I was just, you know, adding some extra sauce to my Big Mac, my Filet-O-Fish, and my fries. And it got all over my shirt, Troy.
Right, and would you bring back the firing squads and group executions if re-elected, as stated by the Rolling Stone?
It's all fake news, Troy. All fake news. What I was talking about, and listen carefully, Troy. What I was talking about was firing up the grill, not the firing squad, and getting group excursions to go to McDonald's, not group executions, for some of the greatest food to celebrate me, the greatest president of all time being re-elected again, and then filming that for my social medias. Because you heard, Troy, I'm back on the Facebook, I'm back on the Instagram, and I'm back on the Twitter. The ketchup sauce bottle, you know, Troy, probably leaked the fake news because, you know, it knew it would have more work to do with all the new burgers that people would be eating at the firing up of the grill. Sad, sad loser. And sucker, that source is.
Well, there you have it. Rolling Stone, we got your answer for you.
And it's all over, just like that.
And that's it. The Troy Murphy Show done and dusted for another week. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week from 6 p.m. for another edition of The Troy Murphy Show. If you miss any part of the show and want to listen back, head to the 2SR.com.au website, find the program guide, click on The Troy Murphy Show, and listen back at your convenience. Until next week, bye for now.
Did you miss your favourite show? Do you want to listen back again? 2SSR is now on demand, so you can listen back whenever you want. Simply click on the show you want to listen back to on the live program guide by going to the 2SSR.com.au homepage. There you'll find the show's on-demand player with the latest from your favourite show, music included. Take 2SSR wherever you go. It's as easy as click, play, enjoy.
If you consider yourself to be an expert on Australia's greatest footy code, now's your chance to join the Shire's greatest tipping comp. Head to 2SSR.com.au and click on the NRL tipping tab for instructions on how to join. It's the Sideline Eyes Footy Tipping Comp, Sunday nights from 7 p.m. only on 2SSR FM 99.7.